Watch, violence and mayhem continue at governor's peaceful protest zone outside New Jersey ICE facility. By Lowell Coffee Law, May 30, 2026. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill's peaceful protest zone outside a Newark Immigration Detention Center was anything but peaceful on Friday night. Protesters ignored orders to disperse as the unruly crowd clashed with federal officers and state police, shouting death threats to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, personnel. Officers eventually deployed tear gas and pepper spray. "Kill yourself, quit your job," the rabble-rousers chanted at one point, according to New York Post coverage. "Fuck ICE," they barked and called the federal officers murderers. As Breitbart News reported Friday, Thursday night's installment of several days of protests included threats not only against agents but their families. Some shouted on Thursday, "You're dead, and I'll kill your whole fucking family. I have your face, motherfucker, you're dead," another screamed. On Friday, ICE agents waded into crowds of protesters, detaining several violent instigators. Eventually, New Jersey State Police on horseback, part of the governor's new response to the week of mayhem, tried to force the crowd away from the Newark facility. Officers deployed tear gas as state police in full riot gear pushed ahead in a solid line. Governor Sherrill announced Friday state law enforcement would establish a peaceful protest zone outside the detention center while at the same time blaming ICE for the week-long unrest. "We all need to do everything we can to cool things down now," she said at a news conference. "I will not give ICE the pretext to expand operations in our state," she told reporters. "For that reason, New Jersey law enforcement is today establishing a peaceful, protected, protest zone in the area outside Delaney Hall." Sherrill deployed New Jersey State Police to Delaney Hall on Friday night after Newark police claimed she was preventing them from helping out the fence. Captain John Crystal, president of the Newark Police Superior Officers Association, told the Post that his department was handcuffed by the governor and told to stand down. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported early Saturday that federal agents had agreed to withdraw from crowd control in the parking lot area outside of the detention center and allow state police to maintain order. According to the Times, Mark Wayne Mullen, the Homeland Security Secretary, said in a statement on Friday that the decision to remove the federal officers represented a victory for his agency because Governor Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey had refused to allow state police to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. "This is a win for law and order," Mr. Mullen said in a statement. "Thank you, Governor." Conflicts at the ICE detention center look similar to the violent anti-ICE clashes that took place in Minnesota earlier this year. Protests erupted in Newark over Memorial Day weekend after detainees claimed they were being kept in inhumane conditions that allegedly included overcrowding and low-quality food. The Department of Homeland Security, meanwhile, has countered that the standard of living at Delaney Hall is higher than most U.S. prisons. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffeeL.com for more.